right now. Let's go to one of my favorite guests. I love her energy and her wit. Betty Lou Higgins, and she is going to take a tour of Cleveland restaurants in 30 minutes or less. Lost restaurants of downtown Cleveland. She's still looking for them. Good morning, Betty.
Hi, Flash. And you know what? They're still lost.
They're still lost, aren't they?
Yeah, shockingly.
Where the heck did they go?
I don't know. They're in my book. That's where they are.
Okay. Now, why don't you talk about your book and why you did this? I mean, you know, everybody likes to take a look. We did a story with, not a story, but a call in with Laura DeMarco a couple of weeks ago. Now, Laura used to edit the Friday magazine, which is no longer at the Plain Dealer. And she did a book called Lost Cleveland.
Yeah.
And these are all pictures of Cleveland from years past, you know. And it was fascinating to look at. Well, you're doing the same thing, but with restaurants. So talk to me about it.
Well, first I have to say, since you were just talking to the young lady from NASA, that not only was NASA Glenn connected to this particular launch, but Stouffer's Foods, who started in Cleveland, and of course their restaurant, which is basically lost, was so high level that NASA chose Stouffer's to feed Apollo 11, 12, and 14 astronauts when they were in quarantine. And so then Stouffer's, of course, made the announcement that everyone who's been to the moon is eating Stouffer's.
Hmm, how about that?
So, and then, as if all of that wasn't crazy enough, the Stouffer's then fed the Aquanauts on Tech Type 2, which was an underwater research project of NASA in 1970.
How about that? Now, Stouffer's didn't have the lean cuisine back then, did they?
No, this was just, they were just beginning to expand to hotels and things like that. Of course, Top of the Town was still out, but now, of course, there aren't really any restaurants connected, so a lot of the Stouffer's is lost, which is why they're in my book, but those are kind of interesting connections to Stouffer's
and
NASA.
You know, Betty, it's funny that you brought that up because I got the menu for Artemis II, the crew menu.
Did it have Stouffer's Foods on it?
No, Stouffer's isn't on it. But I'll tell you, there's some really good stuff on it. They had more. They had like 10 different types of beverages: coffee, green tea, mango peach smoothie, lemonade, pineapple drink, cocoa, strawberry breakfast drink, and then they had, you know, some of the food items. They had tortillas, barbecued beef brisket. I'm telling you, they ate pretty well up there. Butternut squash, cauliflower. I like this one. How many cups of coffee does it take to power the Artemis II crew? 43 cups of coffee during that time. Yeah, and they got it down, too. They, as far as the flavorings, they got culinary flavorings included maple syrup, chocolate spread, peanut butter, hot sauce.
Oh, my God.
Hot sauce in space. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Spicy mustard, strawberry jam, honey, cinnamon, and almond butter. And they had five products from Canada because one of them was Canadian. So it makes sense. Cool.
Wow.
Cool. So, well, I just wanted to share that with you because you're, you know, a restaurant guru here. So how many restaurants are we talking about in Lost Cleveland? About.
Oh, my goodness. That's kind of like the weirdest question of all. I'm gonna go to table of contents. That would be a good word.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't mean to be so technical with you on a Saturday morning. I figured.
Oh yeah, right.
Okay.
You're lucky I'm awake.
I know. Well, I'm looking at the Silver Grill, the New York Spaghetti House.
All that good stuff that we don't have anymore.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
So there's 1, 2, 3, looks like I must have done about 30.
Okay.
And that doesn't count inside, like, the department stores, like you were saying. So that's 30 topics, but the department stores each had several restaurants, coffee shops, and, you know, things like the Silver Grill and regular restaurants. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, quite a few. And when I begin working on the sequel, which isn't going to be for a while because I've got another one in between, I'm going to be able to expand to the outer suburbs. So there'll be a lot more restaurants to include. This book only went from Public Square to Playhouse Square, but I'll be able to expand beyond that. So, yeah. But, you know, they come and go all the time. So it's like doing the laundry. Once you think you're done, there's more in the basket.
There you go. You know, one of them, I'd like to talk to you a bit about it. This is a legendary restaurant, Otto Moser's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What's your take on Otto Moser's?
Love it, although I feel very responsible for what happened. When they first asked me to do this book, they told me that I had to go, I could only use restaurants that were not there. Now, at that time, it was 2018, Otto Moser's was at Playhouse Square.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were clearly not lost. And I said to them, oh, no, I cannot do this book and not include Otto Moser's. They're the most historic restaurant in Cleveland, and people will kill me if I don't include them, and they're not in the original site anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So after some discussion, the Arcadia people agreed that it was okay for me to include Otto's because it was so historic.
And
so I went down there and had an interview with the owners at the time, and we took pictures to update the historic part. And then COVID hit. And by the end of COVID, Otto Moser's didn't exist anymore. And so by the time the book came out, it was actually lost. And I feel like it was my fault because I insisted that they let me do Otto Moser's in spite of the fact that it was around when the whole thing started.
Boy, your timing is impeccable. Here comes the pandemic, and all of a sudden, a bunch of restaurants are lost. Thanks, Betty.
I was so freaked out when it closed.
Well, you know something about now, they were on East 4th Street. This is before East 4th Street, way before what it looks like now, you know?
No, they were in Playhouse Square, but the first site was East 4th Street.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, right. And I understand, I think Bob Hope went there and might have wrote something on the wall or
Everybody
something.
Was there. There was a tunnel that connected the restaurant to the Euclid Avenue Opera House. And the stars at the Opera House in the 1890s would come through the tunnel to get drinks and food. And, of course, some of the audience did, too. But that's why they were so connected with theater. And the stars would come across, and they'd give Otto pictures and sign them. And a lot of those old pictures were what was in the East 4th site. And they were all moved to Playhouse Square when they moved there. The current owners at that location did take a lot of photos, digitized photos of the originals. And, of course, if you've been in there, the current site has an homage to the original. I believe the original pictures are now at Cleveland State in their archives. Don't quote me on that, but they are saved. They have not been destroyed.
So this book, and there's going to be a sequel to it, but not right away. You actually go to various parts of northeastern Ohio. I see one next Thursday, this coming Thursday, April 16th, and then the 17th. And now it's primarily libraries. Maybe we could get some people to go to them and listen to you.
Thank you. I will be at the Heights Library on Lee Road on Thursday the 16th. That presentation is free and open to the public. I will be at Lorain County Community College the next afternoon. That is for their basically their extended learning course. So you have to be 55 and older to go to that. But that basically it's open to the public if you're 55 and older. And so, yeah, I go around to any place that wants to talk about lost restaurants. and I do a little PowerPoint presentation, and it's done in the form of stories and that you're taking a tour back in time. So each restaurant I talk about from the perspective of a particular year when that restaurant was, you know, doing its thing. So I talk about the menu of that particular year and that particular time period. I don't talk about them as if they're gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do a lot of talks on various subjects. I remember talking to you about the first woman that ran for president. Was it Victoria?
Yes, and Victoria Woodhull. And I am happy to say that as of a week ago, we now have a DVD available for that documentary. You can find out about it on our website, EdenValleyEnterprises.org. So that DVD will join our DVD for Grandma Gatewood, who was the first woman to solo through hike the Appalachian Trail. And they're both available on Vimeo for streaming as well.
Oh, you got it down, Betty. I like that. Nice. And I like this other one, too. You can't play ball in a skirt. What's that all about?
That's one of my favorites. Alta Wise played professional baseball on a men's team in the early 1900s and put herself through medical school playing baseball, and she played at League Park in 1907. And I'll be doing her story at Lakeside in June. So if you're in the Lakeside area, come and see me in June to hear the rest of her story. She, in fact, lived across the street from a young woman named Lois Youngen, who grew up to play on the All-American Girls Baseball League, as in a league of their own.
Very cool. Very cool. Give me that website. You got so much going on. What's the best way, if they want to go to one of your events, give us that website.
EdenValleyEnterprises.org. That's Eden as in Garden of, Enterprises.org.
There you go. Tour of Cleveland restaurants in 30 minutes or less. Step back in time to the days when a trip downtown meant dressing up, riding the rapid, and sharing a meal at one of Cleveland's beloved restaurants. That was a time. That was a time. There were no rest. You had to go downtown, and you had to dress up. Boy, things have changed. Things have changed dramatically. All right. Betty, thank you so much. Keep up what you're doing. I love having you on the show here. You're always welcome here, okay?
I love being on your show. You're so much fun to talk to.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.